Hello?
Hello, is this Cody?
Hello? Yes, who am I speaking to?
Yeah, this is Steve Wilson calling you from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you? How are you doing today? Just a
I'm
minute.
doing great. Sure, take your time.
Let me get a pen and paper. Just a minute.
Sure, take your time.
Yes, I'm back. Thank you for your time. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. Please tell me, how about you? How are you doing?
Thank you very much. I'm doing good. Just a little bit of concern. Nothing against the company. The company is an amazing company. As a matter of fact, six people to y'all. So six people are going to come in my name. You know, Kareem referred us. It's a good company. Nothing against the company. I just think we had a little bit of misunderstanding here and there. It's created a little bit of confusion because I'm guessing you're the manager, right?
Yep, you're right.
Yes, and you're calling from Penguin Book Writer. So I actually told Brian to schedule this call, but let me just go back a little bit and describe the concern that I'm having. So you can understand and I can understand, and that way we can have a clear page today, we can wrap it up, and I can understand what the plan is or what we're moving forward to. So when I came to Penguin Book Writers, I met Brian Chase. That was my person that I spoke to before Brian. I didn't know Brian. I just knew Brian Chase. He's a very good person, by the way. He told me, okay, what is your book about? What are you doing? What is your goal? I'm like, my goal is to get my idea and my book out there. This is a unique idea. This is about a possible medical device or medical equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, my book is about a medical instrument or medical device that I will plan on inventing in the near future, in a couple months or year, that will make brain transplants possible. Brain transplant obviously never has happened, but I figured out a way to make it very possible. But in order to do that, we need investors. We need people that can believe in us and invest in the deal. So this is a very unique idea. This will crash the market. This is very good. Why don't you sign up with us? And I'm like, let me think about it for 2 weeks, and I'll call you back. But no. To sign up. So I decided, okay, Ryan, what's your plan?
Kareem, your voice is breaking up.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's a little better.
Okay. So he told me to sign up. I said, for what? And he was like, I guarantee you that I can get you a Netflix deal. I can get you a Netflix show deal with Netflix. And I'm like, okay, but I'm not an actor or actress. And he's like, no, you're going to love it. It's going to be an amazing deal. It's going to attract investors. It's going to get you famous. It's going to get you all what you need. And I'm like, okay, Ryan, what's the plan? He's like, we're going to start. We started April 28th. He said, I want you to book July. I'm like, what do you mean book July? He's like, July, we're traveling to California. We're leaving to California for this book, Netflix. It's a Netflix deal. It's a show that we're doing on Netflix. So, like, in July, we're going to be going to the Netflix headquarters or the corporate office. We're going to be signing a bonus contract or signing contract, something like that, something where you sign and they pay you. Obviously, from there, they're going to decide how much money they're going to pay you, and it can be in the millions and all this because it's a very unique idea. This idea has never happened. You're talking about a brain transplant invention. So it's very unique, he said. I'm like, I agree. And he said, I'm busy. And he's like, well, you want this, you know, to happen effectively, so I need you to book July. And I said, you know what, Ryan? I'm going to cancel everything I have for the month of July and just go with you. So I committed because he said that three times. He said, cancel July, and we will fly together to get you the signing. So I canceled everything in July. I had meetings and travels in July. I canceled everything. And I just said, Ryan. I just put July for Ryan and Penguin Book Writers, this company, in July. So I told Brian, you know, previous last week. Nothing is done there. And Brian, how are we going to, you know, fly in July? And he's like, we got it. And he was right. I think they got the work. I think they're doing a very good job. So mm-hmm. he sent me episode 1 and half of episode 2. So he's working mm-hmm. on that, and hopefully this week he will, you know, send me the episode. He told me as long as all 30 episodes are done within the end of the month, we are on track, because obviously in July we need to travel. Now, that's not the confusion. I got that with Brian. I can always go about the work with Brian. The confusion is Ryan Chase was the main person.
Hello? Yeah, the line got disconnected. So
okay,
please continue that. The second chapter is in process.
Yeah, so the second, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, so the second episode and all those episodes are in process. They're doing it, and I told Ryan, I said, as long as you get all those episodes before the end of July, we're good. Or in the end of June. So we can travel July. He said, don't worry, all 30 episodes are done. So I'm texting Brian on this. Now, that's not the confusion.
And how many episodes are in total?
I think there's 30. I've decided on 30. I told them that there needs to be 30 episodes.
30, like 30, right?
30. With an hour, 45 minutes being the minimum time for each episode,
for
to
each,
an hour being
all
right.
Maximum. Mm-hmm.
So he told me, yeah, don't worry, we're completing it. And I'm like, okay, good. I can depend on Brian for this. Now, Brian, on the other hand,
Hello?
He told me July we're fine. Yeah. Can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me?